Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You like your darts, don't you?
I do.
After every match, my favourite darts player is Adrian Lewis.
Big lad.
Big lad, yeah. Big sweaty lad. And after every match, he goes out for a meat supper.
Oh.
Yeah.
That figures.
Can I just say, I'll insert in brackets here, for any people who don't know the darts, instead of Adrian Lewis, imagine this is the... What's the old Leeds manager? Is he called Evans or something?
Steve Evans?
Steve Evans.
Yeah.
Or Sam Allardyce, instead of Adrian Lewis, if you're not a darts person, just imagine one of those big old-fashioned lads.
Yeah.
So, would you play the waiter for me, Andy? Because I've written down, I overheard their conversation,
I'd love to.
So I was on
this isn't a tape recording, is it?
No, we'll have to act it out. I wrote it down. So I was happened to be on the next table at the Slaughterhouse restaurant near the Ali Pali after one of his matches in the World Championship, yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't read the menu. I don't know whether it's because he can't... he doesn't read it. He just asked the waiter to read it out. All the meat options for him are from the menu, yeah?
All right,
so
here we go.
If you could start, yeah?
For starters, we have roast bone marrow and salad. Oh, bone marrow. Okay, now, that's got me popping. Does it come with any other meats? No, just the fucking salad, sir. Oh, that's a fucker. Oh, I'll move on then. What's next? Game liver on toast. Oh, liver, do fuck off, will you? You fuck off. No, you've hit the bullseye there, mate. Is it in a lump or a paste? It's in a patty, sir. A patty? Fucking get in. So I could eat it with a spoon, fuck yes. Does it come with any meat juices? No, just the toast. So fucking sorry about that. Is the toast buttered? Oh, fuck it. Has it been submerged in dripping? Butter, sir. I'll tell you what. I'll have the bone marrow and the liver, but hold the salad and the toast and give me a big fucking daft spoon to eat it with. Now give me the meat mains, you fucker. We have roast mallard with artichoke. And jacket potato, you dirty fuck. Oh, fuck. That's a rich meat. I'll be a fucking wealthy man with that in my gut. Fuck, yes. Is it on the bone, you fucker? Yes, sir. Fuck it is. Oh, fuck, bang, 180. The nearer the bone, the sweeter the meat. I'll have one of them, but all the veggies, like mustards. Carry on. Right. There's a fucking 14-ounce sirloin steak served with roast cauliflower and sweet potato mash. Oh, 14 fucking ounces of hot muscle. Oh, fuck. What are you trying to do to me, you meaty hero? I know, sir. It's a whole bunch of fuck, isn't it? Oh, fuck, yes. One of them and all, you fucker. Now carry on. Right. Steak and kidney pie with cabbage and boiled potatoes. Kidneys, oh, fucking wallop, you dirty bastard. Is it pig's ox or lamb kidney? Ox kidney. Oh, fucking hell. Tell me, is the pastry lard-based? Yes, sir. And fucking hold this tight with some added beef dripping. Oh, fuck, mate. Just like with my pillow, Tom. I'll take the pie as well, but hold that fucking veg.
Any fucking side or
fuck off, yes, of course. A lump of lard and a couple of fucking trotters. Oh, glory be, you beautiful bastard.
And a drink, sir.
A jug of lukewarm gravy and a pint of fucking Bovril.
Certainly, sir. Will that be all you fucking want?
Have you got it? Have you got any spare bones for me St. Bernard?
Of course, sir.
You are a fucking diamond. And get a fucking fart on. My slacks are sweating up like a bastard sponge.
And that was all I heard.
That's what went down.
That's what went down.
Jesus.
Just eats on his own.
A very powerful, powerful scene.
Yeah.
I think.
Did you, it was a little bit, what would you like, was it a little bit like the movie... Trying to think with those deep voices and, like, the lack of joy. Can you think of a movie analogy?
No.
So, Andrew, earlier this week, I were up near Alexander Palace again.
Oh, aye.
Do you know what I was actually doing? Do you know me ray gun?
Oh, yeah.
You know me ray
I'm
gun?
Glad you haven't brought that either.
I fucking forgot is that as well, yeah. Was that the... It won't kill it once. Everyone seems to be immune to it, so I was going to get it serviced.
Right.
And I happened to pass Slaughter's Restaurant, where I saw Adrian before,
yeah.
And had loads of bunting and signage up advertising that today was a meat festival day.
Was it?
Yeah, so it's a meat festival everywhere, so it didn't take a genius to guess that Adrian's Lewis would be inside. Like.
Yeah.
So I popped in. It's about 8. Only about, 11 o'clock in the morning, but sure enough, there he was.
It's early enough for meat.
Sat on his own at a table, talking to the waiter again, going through the menu, I suspected. So I slipped into the next booth and had a good old listen.
Okay.
So Adrian starts off, "So, what's this meat festival about, lad?"
"It's an all-day event where we serve nothing but meat and meat-based produce all fucking day long."
"Oh, you gorgeous bastard. So you mean what you're saying is no veg whatsoever to ruin the party?"
"You've hit the nail right on its fucking head there."
"Oh, you beautiful, hardline, meaty genius. I could happily grab you in my arms and give you a full-on sweaty kiss."
"You lay a single finger on me, sir, and I'll fucking rip your lungs out, you bag of fuck."
"Fair fucking enough, but hold on. What about chips?"
"Oh, chips are not a vegetable, sir. They are 52% beef dripping."
52% beef dripping? Oh, power me up, you fucker. What about vinegar? Is that allowed?"
"We have no fucking idea what vinegar is, so we're leaving that to the customer's discretion."
"I'll pass, thanks. It's got the whiff of a fruit or a berry about it."
"Berries are fuck pellets, sir. You'd be better off eating snake shit."
"Here, fucking here. So run me through the starters, you slack fuck."
"Here we go. Boiled neck, end of lamb with deep fried hen's kidneys and a pig's blood fucking coolers."
"Oh, do fuck off, will ya?"
"Oh, you fuck off."
"What a fucking combo. That's got me popping tods. You could dine on that and power a tractor with the aftertod."
"Yes, it's a very large bunch of fuck, sir. We also have grilled bone marrow with crispy duck sprinkles served on a bed of, get this, pork fucking belly."
"Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Have I imagined angels' tears? But now I am to taste them. I'll take them fucking bone marrow. Now give me the mains, you fucker."
"Hold on fucking tight, cos this is gonna send you all the way to planet fuck. It's a four-beast roast."
"Oh, fuck off."
"Oh, you fuck off. Listen, it's a mole stuffed into a rabbit that's stuffed into a pig's head that's been rammed right inside a fucking seal."
"Oh, wallop you dirty bastard, I'll take it."
"It's slow fucking roasted and all."
"Fuck bang, that's a bull for a 9-dart finish, you beautiful, beautiful vendor of the fat."
"Thank you. Would you like a fucking drink?"
Could you siphon off some of the seepage from the pork belly?
Fuck, yes. Will that be all you fucking want, sir?
Oh, do you have any shin or jawbone for me, St. Bernard?
No. So fucking sorry about that.
Fuck.
I do have a ball and socket joint from off of a donkey, if that's any good.
Fucking perfect. Now get a fart on. I've got the pre-meat sweats and me knickers are taking the brunt.
I fucking will.
Oh. And off went the waiter.
Yeah.
And I've got to be honest, the stench in that place, Andy. I didn't order. I ran out as soon as he went
around
the back.
Too much for you.
Too much for me, yeah.
Yeah, you got your limits. Interesting to know.
We've all got our limits when it comes to meat, Andy. Slaughter's restaurant.
Oh, you've been there again?
Yeah, I popped down a couple of weeks ago because I was in the area to pick up my ray gun that was getting repaired at Electric Ken's.
You're having a lot of bother with your ray gun.
Oh, man,
you're still back forward with it, aren't you?
Still weren't ready.
You want to get her a car boot sale and buy a new one?
Well, the only thing is, Andy, it's quite handy, isn't it, that it isn't ready, so I'll be able to go to Slaughter's again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I guess that's true.
I get in there. There's Adrian Lewis, as expected, but he's not eating on his own, right?
All
he's
right.
sat there with Steve McLaren.
Oh!
So that's an interesting dining combination, isn't it, Andy?
Very much so, yeah.
Anyway, this is what I overheard. They're sat at the table with the waiter, right? So this is Slaughter's, Mr. McLaren. Like I told you, it's got more meat per square foot than an Undertaker's after a flu epidemic.
Oh, that's a bit tasteless, Adrian.
Unlike our fucking meat, sir, which is a bona fide taste explosion, like a thousand tiny drawers being slowly opened on your palate.
Just you wait, Mr. McLaren. You won't know what's hit you unless you've previously been knocked out with a hammer fashioned from pure meat. What are your specials today, you slack fuck?
We have a double 2-inch thick griddled Shropshire pork chop sliced from pigs that have been fed only on dripping infused fucking turnips.
Oh, I love pork chops. Casper, my snake, likes to chew on one when we're watching Poirot in the afternoon. Do you remove the fat?
No, we fucking don't, sir. We remove most of the actual fucking meat and then hide it in the bin. Our pork chops are very, very fucking fatty.
Oh, I'm not sure I like the sound of that. So what vegetables does it come with?
Well, you're faced with a choice of thick-cut or double-cooked chips, both fried in mechanically recovered cattle grease. You can have a portion of both if you want. I don't give a flying fuck, me.
Oh, well, that certainly got me popping, you meaty hero.
Yes, it's a whole other bunch of fuck, isn't it, sir?
Does the chop come with an apple sauce?
No, it does fucking not. Apples are a fruit and as such are graded as fuck buns in this establishment, sir.
Okay, that's the chop, so what's next?
Hold on fucking tight, because this is going to send you to the fuckitarium and back by fucking bus. A whole fucking ox tongue boiled in tap water, served with a crispy owl face that sported a very fucking startled expression indeed.
Oh, you beautiful fucking meat heater. My knackers are rotating in anticipation.
Could I ask, why has the owl got such a startled expression?
Well, wouldn't you be startled if you saw a 7-inch steel axe blade coming down on your fucking neck?
Oh, you noble, hardline meaty genius. Does the ox tongue come with the blood sausage side dish?
No, sir. So fucking sorry about that.
Oh, fuck off.
No, you fuck off. Listen, the chef's husky ate all the blood sausage while its shrift was shoulder deep in a carcass, ripping out the fucking chitterlings.
Oh, daft dog, naughty dog, bad dog. Well, I'm going for the fucking ox tongue. And give me a glass of the pan water to go with it. What about you, Mr. McLaren?
Do you know, I think maybe I'll just have a pudding. What have you got?
Steak and kidney pudding, served with a Holland-based sauce.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off, sir.
Surely you mean hollandaise sauce?
No, sir. Holland based. It's liquidised fucking bacon rind.
Oh, do you know what, Adrian? I think me and Casper will just pop over the road to Mrs. Fanny's cake box. The menu here is a bit too rugged for us.
Suit your fucking self. I am not shifting. I've got a hole deep inside of me and it needs filling with fucking hot meats.
Come on, Casper, let's go and get some iced buns and a bag of yum-yums.
What a soft fucking shite he is. Did you not fancy eating that slice of pepperoni that's on top of his head?
Hey, I heard that. It's not a pepperoni. It's my hair island. It's my hair island.
What a cunt.
Tell us about it.
Well, that'd be fucking all, sir.
Oh, one thing. Have you got something for Patrick, my St. Bernard, you know, to keep him occupied?
Would a goat's thorax do the trick?
Oh, fuck yes. Now get a fart on. My thighs are beginning to ooze, and I've only got an hour's worth of tissues.
I very much fucking will, sir. You fucking hold tight there, if you can.
So that was... I get so lucky.
Yeah.
Going in just
I mean,
at Lucy's
in there all the time, basically. You can log in any time of day or night, he'll be in there.
There's Adrian.
Pushing meat into his fucking face.
Pushing the meat.
But Steve McLaren, I don't think he'll be going back to the slaughterhouse.
I think he likes the look of Mrs. Fancy's cake box.
Yeah.
Seems to suit him.
Have you been to slaughters recently?
Oh, yeah. Shall I tell you about
please
it?
Please do, yeah.
Right, you know, so when I just got back from Mallorca, Andrew.
You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to go to their Sunday, it's a legendary, their Sunday meat worshipping event, yeah? The original idea, apparently, was that you came straight from church, then got stuck into some carcasses.
Yeah.
But, like, to be honest, the church has receded, the Sunday meat worship's gone skyrocketed. Yeah. Anyway, I sit down. Adrian is in his usual seat chatting to the waiter.
Right.
So, and this is kind of how it went, as I remember.
I've always said meat tastes even more delicious and mucky on a Sunday.
Yes, sir. And nowhere better to enjoy than here at the Stadium of Fuck.
Oh, exactly. So come on, don't fuck about. What's on offer?
Strap in, lad, because this selection is straight from the dreadful mind of our guest chef, Ron Craggs.
Ron Craggs. The Ron Craggs. The inventor of the 12-inch lamb and pelican meatball.
The very fucking same.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. What has he prepared for our meat-starved stomachs?
No, hold on tight, sir, because this is going to send you to the fuckers here and back in a meat-powered jetpack.
Oh.
It's a whole shoulder of pork marinated in otter piss, then slow-roasted in the stomach lining of a circus horse.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
You beautiful, merciless sculptor of meat. Does it come with any side meats?
Yes, sir, it fucking does. Thin sliced goat's ankles, pan-finished mouse hands, and a griddled cyst from a miniature pig.
I need hear no more.
And at that point, Andy, Ron Craggs, the celebrity meat chef, arrives at the table, yeah?
May I introduce you to Ron fucking Craggs?
Oh, such a pleasure to meet you, Ron, you meaty hero.
Bloody doll. Pleasure to meet you, Adrian, you fat fuck. So what's it like playing darts? Is it very fucking exciting?
No, not really. My mind's always on the next pan of meat. It is just a temporary distraction.
My, get you in your big fucking words. You taking a piss?
No, I was just,
I said you're taking your fucking piss, you fuck bucket.
Ron, I am so very sorry on behalf of Adrian. He's a good lad and meant nothing by his fancy fucking phraseology.
Ah, you two, eh? You want the fucking piss take now?
Don't get mardy with me, Ron. I'll pull your fucking face to pieces and feed it to me donkey.
You're so very fucking Soddy.
So you fucking should be.
And then run left, right. Oh, I suppose that's why you should never meet your heroes, I suppose.
Yeah, especially your meaty ones. I met Bernard Matthews once. He was a right clat. Will that be all, sir?
Oh, fuck. Have you got some nibbles, sorry, for Patrick, me St. Bernard?
What a very, very tough piece of sheep's ligament do the trick, you fucker.
I'll be perfect. Now get a fart on, will you? Me back crack is sweating up and I'm only wearing one nappy.
I very much fucking will, sir.
I enjoy doing them, don't you?
Very much so, yes. Very tough.
So, Ron Cranks is a guest chef there.
Yeah, he's an excitable fella.
Yeah.
Edgy.
He's a bit. What's a little Joe Pesky, isn't he?
A little bit,
he's
yeah.
He's got that vibe about him. So I went to Slaughter's again last week, Andrew. I was in the area to finally, I thought, pick up my ray gun, you know? But it turns out they've had to send it somewhere really special to get it repaired.
Ooh. Where was that then?
Ipswich. It's had to go to Ipswich.
Really?
Yeah, so... Well, anyway, it means that at least I'm going to Slaughter's. So I wander in to Slaughter's, yeah? Take up my seat near Adrian's table and the waiter comes over. I said, oh, hello there. Could I have a menu, please?
Have you brought a bone with you, sir?
No, I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Today is bring a bone for the chef's husky team deer. No bone, no fucking meat.
Oh, I honestly didn't know.
And I didn't know a short, fat, boiling tub of fuck had walked into my restaurant. So there you go. It's a wonderful fucking planet we live on, isn't it, sir, fuck?
Look, I promise. I've never been here on a Thursday before. I just didn't know you had to bring a bone for the chef.
I've seen you here before. You're a nosy bunch of fuck, aren't you? What's your name?
Robert.
I knew a Robert once. Didn't fucking like him. Had a chip on his shoulder the size of a fucking car bumper. And when I say a car, I mean fucking van.
I just don't know how I could have known, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I hear a massive fart and a belch, and it's Adrian Lewis arriving at his table, yeah? Now, the waiter obviously just wants to go and attend to him, so I go and, look, I promise...
Oh, do fuck off with that promise, sir. I'll be back in a minute. Don't fucking touch anything, or it'll be a night on Fuckabye Island for you, sir.
So off he goes to serve Adrian. And, of course, Andrew, I listen in.
No.
So, oh, fuck. Oh, I am popping for a meat hit. Here's a donkey's hit for the chef. Now hit me with your gammon fucking cannon.
Of course, sir. And may I say, a very full satchel of fucks to you, sir, for the bird.
Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. What are the mains, you fucker?
You fucker, you have a choice between a blunt, hammered 4-inch thick sirloin steak marinated in pork water.
Oh, pork water. Pork water. Oh, fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
Pork water, the salty nectar of the pig. I don't mind saying my ring pieces pulsating like a frog's cheeks. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And what's the other dish?
Gammon chunks baked in a crust of shin bone grated from the standing leg of a flamingo. Fucking banging dish, that, sir. The taste will knock the living fuck out of you, then dump you at the bus depot.
Oh, you meaty, you meaty fucking genius, you giant fucking muscle bell. I'll take the sirloin and port water. Are you doing the crispy chimp finger side dish?
No, sir. I am so fucking sorry.
Fuck off.
No, sir. You fuck off.
Just bring it with a mixed fats platter, then.
Well, that'd be fucking all, sir. I see you haven't brought your St. Bernard with you, did you?
No, I fucking couldn't. He's got the diarrhoea.
The quickly shits.
Yes. He's nigh uncovered the driveway with his dirty business. So I left it at home with the heating full on to sweat it out.
Can I get you a fucking drink, sir, while the steak has been flat hammered?
Yes, could I just have a glass of sink water, please?
Certainly, sir. I shall jump on that request like a fucking bullwinkle in a creamery.
So the waiter passes by my table again on the way to the kitchen.
Oi, come back when you've got a fucking bone to offer you, cheeky fucking Herbert.
So, you know,
I left, right?
We actually brought up one.
Yeah, which is fine, because I heard what Adrian... I heard Adrian, so that's what I came for, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of pork water and shin shavings.
Yeah.
So I thought were a good result.
Should have brought a bone. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Do you not check up with a sign outside or something you could have read before you went in?
There probably was, Andy, but when
you could have located a bone, surely.
But
nearby?
You put Google that bone nearby.
Well, there'd have been one in a bush or something nearby, surely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I, Andrew, was in North London last week.
Ooh, were you?
Having some special shoes with lifts in them fitted. You know, to give me that bit of extra height.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't have to ask the wife to get the sweets down from the top shelf.
Of course,
where she keeps them. Shop's called, and I think it's called Raising Agents.
That's nice.
It's all right, isn't it?
It's good, that's clever.
North
London.
Yeah, after the fitting, right, of course, you know where I went. I went straight to the Slaughters.
Right, yeah.
Waiter clocked me straight away, and this is how it went.
All right.
I see you're back again. It's Thursday. Did you bring something meaty in for the chef's husky as required?
Yeah, I did actually, yes. I got some rib bones from a fox I found in an area.
Bones? That was last week, you shoddy parcel of imported fuck. It's gravy off it redated, yeah. No gravy, no fucking meat.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had absolutely no idea.
It's all on our fucking website, sir, if only you take the time and trouble to check in advance.
I should. What is it? Just like slaughters.com or something?
No, meatparty.fuck.org, actually.
Well, at this point, right, it goes a bit dark, feel a little bit of vibration in the floor. It's Adrian arriving at his table, yeah? So the waiter...
I'll be back shortly. Don't move a muscle or you'll be looking at a one-way trip to the Ministry of Fuck.
So off he goes to serve Adrian. Of course, I start earwigging, you know, see what's been said.
Yeah.
So Adrian there, oh, fuck, I am gagging and a popping for a piping hot dose of afternoon meat. By the way, I've left a demijohn full of my personal gravy by the front door for the chef's husky.
What's the sweat percentage in it, sir?
It's coming at 67%.
Fuck off and get in.
Now, what is today's specials? What can you, and I mean specifically you, launch into my fucking face in the next 45 minutes?
Get this, you lump of pure fuck. Option one is a wicker basket fashioned from artisan flange sausages, filled with pan-fried slices of free-range turkey wattle.
Oh, fuck, that's got me jigging and a-jogging. You meaty hero, my belly juices are doing the fucking Macarena over here.
Too right. The combination of flavours and textures will send you all the way to the land of fucking Ori and back again just in time for the fucking Wombles. Don't commit to it just yet, though. Your second option is half a colt.
Half a colt? Oh, which half? Which half?
Top half.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Fucking continue the description right now, you flesh-peddling titan.
Half a colt, medium scorched in an industrial furnace and garnished with a dollop of pureed mule fetlocks.
Half, fuck off, then. Fuck off even further.
Oh. No, you fuck off.
You'd better serve up both options. It's the only way. Anything left over can be blended and decanted into me thermos for the ride home. What about sides?
I'd highly recommend the steroid-fueled racing snails served on a bed of boiled chicken livers.
Steroids, is it? Oh, fuck, steroids could get me drummed out of darts for about 18 months plus. Oh, I might take a chance, though, for a delve into the pleasure of racing snails. Do they come shell on?
No, so very fucking sorry, sir. The shells have all rotted due to the steroids. They come naked and fucking massive.
Oh, fuck you, greasy little enabler. Christ, my tits are twitching so hard they're about to fly off their fucking mooring. Have you got something to keep me St. Bernard happy?
I could boil up some oxalis in that dirty fucking gravy you brought.
Oh, that's lovely. Now get a fart on.
I'm already on the fucking brink, sir.
And, like, so before he could nick me, and tell me to get out, because I know that's where he was coming, I took my chance, right?
Yeah.
Of getting certain, I'd nicked off.
Yeah.
So get that was nice, because I only really go to hear what Adrian's
so have a bit of a
to.
Listen.
And then I was out back onto the streets. So I might as well tell you what happened at Slaughter's, take the table right next to Adrian, who's already sat there with the waiter, giving him his order.
Good afternoon to you, sir, and may I first of all say a very warm and heartfelt fuck off to you and welcome again to the stadium of pure muscle fuckery.
Oh, much a fucking appreciated, sir. Rumour has it that the one and only meaty genius, Ron fucking Craggs, is head chef again today.
Correct, sir, and that opens up a whole new nightmare of animal bastardisation and arse about fuckery.
Oh, fuck, wallop, my tip milk is curdling in anticipation as we speak. What would you recommend for my 100% meaty fucking starter?
I would look no further than the Ron Craggs platter of cold-shaped ox tongue strips served adjacent to a big fucking lump of turkey fat.
Oh, fuck, and how exactly are the strips shaped, you fucking clonker?
Wrapped around Ron's thighs and ball sack as he sleeps in the boot of his Volvo V90 meat wagon.
Fuck off.
Oh, you fuck off.
I'll take two of those platters and let's go large on the fucking turkey lump. What about mains?
May I recommend the 9-inch sphere of pork and turtle brawn dressed with a wig of finely pulled goose ligament in the shape of a mullet?
Oh, does it come with a goat's horn on the side?
No, sir. So very fucking sorry. But I promise this dish will take you all the way to the Pruleith School if I don't give a fuck and back again on the fuckadilly line.
Well, at that point, Ron Craggs himself, the actual Ron Craggs, arrived at the table.
What are you all doing? Having the first date back on the telly? What's all this chit-chat? This is a meat restaurant, not a fucking meat market.
All right, calm down, Ron. I'm just taking the gentleman's order.
Oh, a gentleman, is it? Well, how come it smells like a bucket of pig sweat that's been brewed in a septic water tank?
Oh, sorry about that, Ron. It's me tits, you know. They're on the revolve and throwing out globules, you know, like a St. Bernard on a merry-go-round.
Listen, Ron, get back in the fucking kitchen and work your magic. Let me deal with the customers.
I'll deal with you in a minute, mate. I'll deck you with me shank mallet.
Well, sure enough, Ron does have a big mallet in his hand and he's clearly got a lamp the waiter.
Jesus.
Well, just at that moment, I realise I've still got the Pfizer ray gun in me pants, right? Mm. So I blast Ron, he falls to the deck, Well, they all just think he's had a heart attack. They're not expecting ray gun attack, you know what I mean?
Don't die, Ron. You're too young, and there's too much meat to be cooked and formed by your gifted meaty fists.
Don't worry, sir. I'll drag him back to the kitchen. The meaty vapours will soon bring him round.
Oh, couldn't you fetch some knuckle treats for me St. Bernard while you're in there?
Consider it already fucking done, sir.
Well, I took me chance, Andy, and left, you know, in case another diner had seen me with the ray gun and that. So Did you think that story was a bit like the movie Pan's Labyrinth? You know, because it's got food in it and that.
Kind of, because there's pans involved in the cooking of meat.
It seems to be
a pan-themed episode so far. I'm going to say yeah.
And can I just say, Andrew, that people might be thinking, well, he does have a ray gun because I had the Pfizer in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
But I returned it to the shop because that's not my style to be a thief.
You're
you know
not a
what
thief.
I mean?
No.
As soon as I realised.
Bit of a bastard, but not a thief.
I'm not a thief. So, Andy, I was up in North London again.
Oh, aye.
Last week.
Yeah.
At the police training college in Hendon.
Right, yeah.
I was giving a talk about the use of drones.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And crowd
You're
control.
An expert on that, aren't you?
Hostage yeah. situations.
Yes, very much so, yes.
It went down very well.
Is that a crime club spin-off thing you're doing?
No, it's something I don't talk about it a lot.
Right, well, don't
Andrew,
then.
But military technology and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of the go-to fella.
Yeah.
So I went down well. I was feeling cock-oop, so I thought I'd pop into Slaughter's. It's just round the corner, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As I sit down, the waiter is at Adrian Lewis's table, mm-hmm. taking his order.
Oh.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Can I start by wishing you a very warm welcome aboard the HMS Fuck? Strap yourself in nice and tight for your ordeal and fuck off while you're about it.
Oh, your tender words make my grizzled heart leap with joy. Let's hope your hot offerings are just as tender. What's going on today? What's going on today, you meaty geek gatekeeper?
I'm happy to announce that Ron Craggs has once again hauled his rancid arse into our kitchen and that three ambulances have already attended the scene as a result of his methods.
Oh, my testes just switched over positions at the thought of his meaty artistry. Fog, fog, fog. What do you recommend for a starter, you mighty grizzle king?
To give you, Will, a picture of pan-ruined, yak-chewed, drenched in bin juice that's curdled slightly while on a ship over from New Zealand.
Oh, God, fuck, fuck, fuck. Just how curdled is it?
6% curdled, sir.
Oh, that's some prime fucking curdling.
Oh, yeah, and it's accompanied by a side dish of lightly infected puffin lips served cheekily on one of Ron's used bandages.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
Fuck, bang, fuck, clang, clang. My guts are roaring in anticipation of this fleshy bounty. Right, tell me options for mains, you depraved grease enabler.
Well, option one will send you all the way to shit town and back again in the outside lane of the M-fuck. It's volcano-roasted lumps of army wolf in an anonymous sauce dumped on a bed of spaghetti made from zebra arteries.
Oh, holy fucker moly. Plate it up now, you monkey little titan. I only want to hear the second option out of politeness.
Shut your fucking face, right? Because option two is a blanket of brisket that's been fried on an electricity pylon next door to a nuclear power station.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Pile on fried cow blanket. I'll have a king-size fuck. I think I've just spilled myself all over myself.
So fucking sorry about that.
Well, just then Ron Craggs appears out of the kitchen, uh-huh. furious, yeah. as always. Yeah.
What the fucking going on here? Are you two planning a weekend away in fucking Filey? Get his fucking heart attack so I can crack on with tools and your tentacles.
I was just allowing the customer to explore the full gamut of our specials menu, Ron.
Gamut? What you fucking... What do you fucking think? This is fucking Countdown.
Sorry, Ron.
Anyway, fat boy, while I'm here, get a load of my new idea. Smoothie Tuesday.
What the fuck's that when it's, you know, when it's on the pot, like...
Same as yours on Tuesday, but your meat is all liquidised. You put a face mask on and it's pumped straight down your fucking neck hole with extreme prejudice.
I'm not sure, like, you know.
Don't fucking mimic my voice, Mr. fucking Lewis. I've got a grant for it and it's in a roped-off area.
Oh, fuck, 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 yes, count me in then.
Good lad, I'll go and... Get a length of horse calling for your St. Bernard to rag about in the car park.
So that's what went down, really. I left without ordering because, to be honest with you, I don't agree with Ron Craggs' method.
Understandable. Private dining there, though, as well. Roped off area.
Yeah, roped off.
Nice.
So that's like a theme, innit?
Kinda, yeah.
earlier, I was walking, when I came here earlier, Andy, I saw that, you know, Slaughter's?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that Berwick Street there?
Yeah.
Slaughter's has got a pop-up meat, you know, fiasco thing in, yeah, in right here, nice, in the middle of Soho.
Nice.
So it's like, it's just one of them canvas tents, you know, but it's only got one dining table, yeah? Meat steam coming out the flaps, and Adrian Lewis is in there. Of course, it's the opening day.
Yeah.
He's in the doorway acting as some like kind of guest of honour, greeting people or whatever.
Yeah.
He was sat in on his throne wearing a toga, oh, and a little crown just for fun, like made of sausages.
I bet he looks great in a toga, Lewis.
Anyway, who should walk past? Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, believe this, true, yeah, but Mr. Lawrenson, Mr. Mark Lawrenson.
Nice.
Yeah. So I had round the back, peeked through a gap and listened in as Adrian lured Mark in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, all right, oh, fuck, fuck. All right, Mark. Ooh, how does he speak? fuck.
Fuck, a bit lower in there.
Oh, fuck.
That's
oh,
it. There, you're all there. Right, you're
Mark.
There.
All right, Mark. Oh, fuck. Get yourself in here for the greatest tastegasm you'll ever endure. It's a dirty meat circus, and I'm the fucking ringmaster.
Oh, meat, eh? My wife Barbara's got me eating more white meat and meat substitutes these days, but it smells intriguing, so I'll come in and see what you've got.
So Mark sits down at the table beside Adrian's throne, and the waiter joins him.
First of all, sir, can I humbly welcome you into this collapsible hut of gravy, gristle and fuck? Take a seat and expose every one of your senses to our atrocity exhibition. I hope you'll enjoy your time in our urgent happening fuck bag.
Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, as they say.
Fuck the pudding, sir. Can I introduce you to your personal meat advisor, Adrian Lewis?
Oh, yes, hello there. Now, this is, we've already met, this is a Ron Craggs event, Mark. He'll take you on a voyage right into the bowels of the Bermuda fuckangle.
Who is Ron Craggs when he's at home?
Ron Craggs is the country's leading meat-only chef. He devised today's offering during a tantrum which led to a small stroke. I think you'll find that it is some of his finest work.
Well, I'm not sure. It all sounds rather intense. What would you recommend as a starter? Something subtle, perhaps?
How about a kebab of kangaroo triceps that have been nailed to a rack before being lightly tickled with an industrial blowtorch?
Oh, fuck you, fuck. Yes, you meet a hero. I can feel the lard in my gut rising like sap in readiness for this.
I'm not sure.
Oh, there's a rack of capybara ribs drenched in a sauce of chilli blended with bile.
Perhaps I'll go straight to the mains.
Give me all the stuff he doesn't want. Pile it up in a bowl and I'll ram my face into it.
So someone must have told Ron Craggs, like, that his starters had been rejected because he comes stomping out, you know.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Oh, that you? Oh, the itchy-tighty little fuckball that's knocked back my kangaroo kebabs.
Look, no offence, maestro. I'm just looking for a light bite to tide me over until dinner.
A light fucking bite? Do I look like some kind of fuck-fingered little parsnip fucking merchant?
All right, Ron, calm down. The idea of this pop-up is all about trying to be inclusive, remember?
He'll get the fucking tip of my foot, a winger picker included in his fucking anus. If he doesn't play ball, I've got a van full of diabolical meat round the back and the flies are starting to gather there. Get your fucking mind made up before my stroke flares up again.
And Ron stomps off back to his kitchen.
I don't care much for his tone.
Maybe sir would like to consider the medley of swan neck stuffed with marinated shrews. It's been pre-cooked with decommissioned army lasers and then rested in Ron's armpits for 62 hours before being roasted in a quarry.
Oh, quarry. Quarry-cooked fucking swan. Oh, yes, fuck, come on now. Yes, I'm lathering myself up in my own spittle here.
You've got a choice of either eating it or putting someone's windows in with it.
No, I'll pass on that. Anything else?
Well, there's peacock kidneys served on a bed of noodles that's made out of boiled ape hair.
Oh, that sounds vile.
They've been hand-rolled in pig sherbet.
Pig sherbet? Oh, fuck. That's got me popping.
I'll alert Mr. Craggs right away.
Make sure you do, you flesh-pimping sorcerer. Have you got any Belinda wipes? I'm going to need a full box here.
Certainly, you fucker. Mr. Lewis, would you like me to deep fry your toga so your St. Bernard can suck on some of its areas when you get home?
Oh, it's like you can read my fucking mind.
And away they went, you know.
Blimey.
And I hope Mark enjoyed it. I left because of the stench, you know. But yeah. Did you think that story were a bit like Ghostbusters, you know, because that had that four blokes in it in an outdoor incident, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. Yeah, I'll see you, yeah. Go on then.
Hey, I was up in Blackpool the other day, Andy. It was to do with my rare gun. It was a convention on there where...
Oh, that's nice. You could try it. Summer as well, guns. Lovely. Yeah.
I got a bit of advice on repairing mine. Anyway, it's nice.
The darts was on there as well this week, Blackpool.
Oh, right, yo.
World match player.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why all ties in, Andrew. Oh. I came across a Slaughter's pop-up restaurant on the beach.
Yeah.
And I snuck in just after I saw Adrian Lewis going in there. I sat down in the corner and, of course, had a good old listening. Mm-hmm. This is what happened.
Greetings, sir. Take a seat and allow me to welcome you to this, the Church of the Poisoned Fuck. I've had your chair placed on a concrete slab so that your catastrophic heft doesn't cause it to sink into the sand.
Oh, good man. Oh, yes, I've heard you were coming up here. Put me right off me darts, though. Got knocked out by some twat from the borough in round one. Never mind, what's on the menu?
For starters, there's a special themed platter entitled Stuff We Found on the Fucking Beach. But I should warn you, there's a high non-meat element to that, i.e. sewage.
Oh, get that shit as far away from me as you physically can, you rancid fraudster. I don't come here for veganism.
So fucking sorry about that, sir. I'll move on.
Say that you do, and pronto.
The only other starter option for you is a bat. I'm assuming you'll be ordering that.
Oh, a fucking bat, eh? How does it come?
Raw, sir.
Raw fucking bat. I can feel my gullet clenching in anticipation already. Wings on or off?
On, sir. Do I look like some kind of charlatan?
No, of course not. And what are my options for the mains?
Well, you can have a rack of fox shins that have been rammed into the boiled belly of a badger and pony hybrid.
Oh, yes, you meaty fucking hero. I'll take two of those fuckers with no further questions. What else is there?
Just then, Andrew, Ron Craggs appears. He's gone up as well.
Aye, aye.
Knock, knock.
I know who's there.
No, Ron says knock, knock.
All right.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Oh, that's you, you sickening little fuck. Sorry, Ron. I thought it was a game. I don't play a game, Dylan. I'm just offered to tenderise some meat by repeatedly hurling it off the top of the tower. Have you got any requests?
Oh, I'm not fussed anything with excessive levels of tit or arse.
No fucking bother. I'll just swing by the zoo on the way and see what I can capture.
And with that, he was gone. Did that story remind you of the Elvis Presley movie, Blue Hawaii? You know, seeing that it was on the beach and that.
But I was thinking that all the way through. This is just like Blue Hawaii. Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.